This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There was a refrain that was fairly common back in the darkest days of the financial crisis. What we need, it went, is banking that's boring again. That may or may not still be true, at least at the big Wall Street bank level. But down amidst consumers, technology is making branch banking, if not exciting, then at least kind of cool. Marketplace's Mark Garrison is on that one.
So you walk into the new Bank of America branch at 95 Wall Street, and you're struck first by what you don't see. There is no teller desk with tellers behind glass. There are ATMs, which you're used to seeing at a bank, and then there are the larger ATMs they have here.
So first you'll touch the screen to get started, and now I'm going to be connected with an ATM agent.
Manager Robert Barisi shows off the technology at the branch, one of six similar ones opening up this year around the country. The ATMs are bigger because they have tellers inside. Not literally, of course, but on those larger screens, customers can video chat with tellers elsewhere. In this case, Indira Saleya in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi there. Welcome to Bank of America. My name is Indira. How may I help you?
She can make this ATM do things others can't. Forget your bank card? No problem. Just scan in your license. And you can expect a sound rarely heard at ATMs. Barisi wanted a quarter to pay the parking meter and some singles. That's easy for the able young woman on screen, but impossible for traditional ATMs, which are basically the equivalent of stupid toddlers with wads of $20 bills.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with today, Mr. Barisi?
That was it. Thank you so much.
But I still had a few questions for the faraway teller, so I asked her through the ATM what it's like working through the ATM.
Some of them have this wow effect. They cannot believe that there is a live person inside the ATM.
What do you tell them when someone asks if you're a real person?
I tell them I am a real person, and, you know, it's very funny, and it's an icebreaker, I believe.
These slimmer branches mean cheaper leases. Katie Knox is the exec in charge of Bank of America's retail banking.
We have 2,200 square feet. In our traditional centers, we have anywhere from 3,500 square feet up to 10,000. So from a real estate standpoint, we can accomplish an awful lot in this space.
And with cash secured in ATMs and handled by machine, security costs are lower and paperwork is minimal. Bankers get nervous when the question of saving money comes up. They start reciting talking points about tech being good for customers. But dismantling the teller desk is bad for people who aren't tech savvy or just prefer dealing with a real person.
We have a lot of customers that will look for the teller line, and that's why we have our specialists all around the floor with their tablets so that they can assist the customer.
At this Bank of America location and other companies' neo branches, staffers' tablets are literally strapped to their hands, kind of like pinstriped cyborgs. Those workers aren't just there to shepherd the technically challenged. They're selling the bank's products.
Welcome to Bank of NCR.
Some of the money banks spend modernizing branches ends up here, the suburban Atlanta showroom of NCR. It's not a bank. Those are just employees faking one to show off their stuff. In the late 1800s, CR stood for cash register. Nowadays, the company makes everything from checkout scanners to ATMs. VP Brian Bailey works with big and small banks on transforming branches.
Banking innovation is going to change more in the next 12 months than it has in the previous two decades. And it's really being driven by the consumer's demand for more convenient services.
That includes more mobile, but even the most brilliant smartphones can't spit out cash. NCR marketing exec Carrie Stanfield shows me a new product that's trying to address that. Just like an NCR client pitch, there's role-playing.
So I'm riding in the car with my friend and I
say we're in a cab and need cash in a hurry. I tell a smartphone app how much money I want and it shows the nearest ATM. When we get there, there's no card or PIN needed.
Basically, all I have to do, I'm going to take my phone's camera and shoot this QR code. Okay, that sound means the machine knows who I am. And here comes $20.
Mobile links and video chats are neat as ATMs go, but in many ways, banks are just catching up. After all, many elderly people use Skype to see their great-grandkids. As bankers view it, they don't need to pay for all those teller desks because even grandma's moving on. You'll need to do the same. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.